It's been 3 years since Shell abandoned its drilling program in the Chukchi Sea. But today, with much less fanfare, another company has taken a big step toward being the first to produce oil from federal Arctic waters. Elizabeth Harbaugh with Alaska's Energy Desk has the details.
The Trump administration has handed a key approval to Hilcorp for a proposed oil development in the Beaufort Sea, east of Prudhoe Bay. Called the Liberty Project, Hilcorp aims to build a gravel island in shallow waters about 5 miles from the coast and drill for oil from there. A pipeline buried beneath the ocean floor will carry the oil to shore. In a presentation last month in Anchorage, Hilcorp's David Wilkins noted similar offshore oil developments are already built in the Arctic. The difference is that they're in waters controlled by the state and not the federal government.
This will be the fifth island that has safely and responsibly developed resources offshore in the Beaufort Sea.
According to Hilcorp, the Liberty Project will produce about 60,000 barrels of oil per day. The project is planned to start up in the early 2020s. Although Hilcorp has avoided the level of opposition Shell faced when it tried to work in Arctic federal waters, environmental groups have sent the Federal Bureau of Ocean Energy Management a long list of concerns about the project. Among other things, they criticize the agency's analysis of the risk of an oil spill and Hilcorp's track record. The state has fined the company several times for safety violations in recent years. Earth Justice Attorney Jeremy Lieb acknowledged Liberty wouldn't be the first project of its kind in Arctic waters.
But I don't think the fact that an accident hasn't happened yet at sites in state waters is in any way dispositive of the fact that there's no risk of a spill here.
Lieb did not say if environmental groups are definitely planning on suing the federal government to halt Liberty. He says they still need time to look at the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management's final decision to see if it's legally vulnerable. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Harbaugh in Anchorage.